Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Good evening, God bless you. We're here at Grace Tabernacle Church, Tuesday night Bible study, and we have a great lesson prepared for you tonight. Great speaker. Thank God for this date. This is the day that He's made, and we're rejoicing and we're glad in it. Listen, let somebody know. Let somebody know. Text somebody or however you can reach out to them. Let them know Grace Tabernacle Bible study is on. Amen. And we just thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for being able to be on Chaos Blog Talk. Amen. By way of Elder Derek Oliver. Got a chance to talk to him and see him just a few days ago. It's been a minute. He's been working so hard and different things. And just want to give a shout out to him. We definitely do appreciate him allowing us to be on his platform. And it was just so good to see him. It's been a while since I've seen him. And we just thank God that we have this opportunity by way of him. And we're grateful to God that we will yet have a reasonable portion of life, health, and strength. And we give God glory for that. Thank God for what's taking place at Grace Tabernacle Church. We ask that you keep the White family in prayer. Also, the Oglesby family in prayer. Two of the families in our church that have had some tragedy in their immediate families. Over the past week or so. Also keep Brother Lovelace in prayer. He was in a car accident about a week or so ago, and thank God that God spared his life. So we ask you to keep them, the Lovelace family, in prayer, and just keep us all in prayer. Pray for each other, and we just thank God for what's taking place. We're going to say a word of prayer, and our Bible study teacher for tonight is none other than Minister Kevin Tober. And, y'all, he's no stranger to us, very familiar, great teacher, and we want to hear from him on tonight. After I say a word of prayer, we're going to turn the service over into the hands of Minister Kevin Tober. Father, we thank you, we appreciate you, we glorify you, we give you honor and praise. We ask that you forgive us of our sins of omission and of commission, and help us to commit our ways to you, and in all our ways acknowledge you, knowing that you can and will direct our path. As we enter into this Bible study, we ask that you anoint the teacher for tonight. Give him insight and foresight on what needs to be said, and those that are on the panel, we ask you give insight as well, that those that are listening, all of us that are listening and that are participating tonight can be blessed by the word. Your word is already blessed. But help us do like David and hide it in our heart that we might not sin against thee. These are the blessings we ask you for in Jesus' name. Amen. Minister Tober, service to your hands. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you all for this opportunity. Thank everyone for tuning in. Thank everyone for listening. And thank the panel for being on tonight. And we're all going to pull together to be able to just see what we can pull out of the word, see what we can pull out of the scriptures, and how we can apply this thing to life. On today. So just glad to be able to do this. I never want to take anything for granted. Every opportunity, just continue to be thankful. So on tonight, we just going to come together and get a good word in. Be coming from Matthew chapter 13. In the scriptures, I'm going to go from 24 to 30, and then we're going to go from 36 to 43. And my topic actually comes from my first two verses. So typically I would go ahead and read my scriptures and then go on and get my topic. But since it's right there at the beginning, I'll just you know, go ahead and let you all know what the topic is. So we're going to be teaching from the topic on tonight, just when you thought it was safe. Again, teaching from the topic, just when you thought it was safe. So then the word reads, another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But when he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So Jesus is speaking to a great multitude of people, and he is explaining to them how the world works, how the kingdom of heaven works. He's also doing this in a way that they can understand. You know, Jesus began to minister unto the people using parables, and a parable is just a short story designed to illustrate or teach some truth, religious principle, or a moral lesson. So sometimes we need to hear things said in a different way in order to get a better understanding. So on tonight's lesson, you know, I look forward to, of course, going over the word and seeing what God is going to bring out and how we can apply this word to our lives today. So when we look at the scriptures that we just read, immediately, you know, we see here in this story, we have someone that has been doing something good by planting good seeds. If you look back over, you know, what I just read, somebody started out planting good seeds, right? And those good seeds lead to good product, the wheat in this parable. So in this story, the good product that I'm referring to is going to be the wheat. However, the enemy came and planted tares among the wheat. Now, the tares are the weeds, and those weeds don't belong with the wheat at all. So this is not even a good combination here. It's not something that's supposed to be the way that it is. But however, all because of the enemy came in, you know, and the enemy was slick. You know, now the enemy, you know, he wanted to attack right away, right at a certain time, you know. So the enemy, just like the word says, look what it says, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. So just when you thought it was safe, when you thought you can relax, when you thought that you could have a moment to yourself, you know, and here we go with how the enemy, just like that, is on the attack, and just like that, is going forward with a plan to try to throw you off and try to throw off what you're working on. So, I mean, just for us, I mean, in our own lives, we understand how the enemy works, you know, even with us, and this is something that he does. And in this parable, I mean, he's already getting to it, you know, and Jesus is making this plain and simple to be able to reach the masses, the people that are there, to be around Jesus, and he's ministering unto him, unto them. And this is just one of the parables. He did many parables even within this setting, but this one in particular, you know, he's going into something that would be more of a common ground, if you understand. So, for example, this is something that they can relate to. If you think about, you know, during that time and how things were, you know, it was more common in those times for folks to do gardening and things of that sort. So Jesus is putting this thing into a perspective that, you know, people can understand, because it was a lot of that going on at the time, you know. So when we look back over what's happening with the enemy, you know, the enemy, he set a trap, you know, something that, you know, we knew would affect the wheat, because naturally, you know, the wheat will be in conflict, you know, the wheat and the weeds will be in conflict with each other. So this is going to be, you know, hard for them to occupy the same space, you know, because, you know, if you're planting seeds, anybody, you know, I'm not into gardening like that, but I do have, you know, of course, you know, with your grandmother and stuff like that. So, you know, seeing different things as far as, gardening and as far as planting seeds and how it works and how it operates. I know a little bit about that, a little bit just from school, not necessarily my own personal experience like that, but I do know that it doesn't go together because I know it from a different version. So, for example, again, back in those times, you know, that's what they did. They had that going on in those time frames as to where, you know, folks worked the gardens and they did that stuff. They had green thumbs, so to speak. That was way more common. But let's look at it like this. This is more closer to me. So for me, you know, if you're a homeowner, you know, you might have HOA, you know, in your neighborhood. And if you got HOA in your neighborhood, then you know that, you know, they'll make sure that you get your lawn taken care of. They're going to make sure, you know, that you don't have certain things going on. You can't have weeds in your lawn. You can't have that. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem, right? So I do connect with that version of it and understanding that I know how, you know, how bad that looks, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make sure that, hey, you get those weeds out your lawn. You know, you take care of your grass. Everybody want healthy grass. You know, that was the point. You want the healthy grass and the flowers to grow. But those weeds, you know, those get in and mess everything up, you know. And then you got to, you know, go to Home Depot or pay somebody to try to fix your lawn or whatever. But we understand it, you know, that way. You know, some of you listening, you may have a green thumb. Some of you may have planted different seeds and know exactly how that works firsthand. But for me, I know how it works just dealing with my own lawn, you know, with weeds. And you got to get those weeds out, you know. So you want to get those weeds so they don't mess up your lawn, because the best thing that you want to do is continue to have everything growing. So you want to make sure that it's working properly. You want to make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do. So in order to do that, you know, you got to watch out for those weeds. Again, so back to the scripture, verse 24 on down. In another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade sprung up, soon as it began to pop up, okay, when the blade sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? You know, asking the question, you know, didn't you sow good seed? Like, what's going on? So the next question is, like anybody else would ask, you know, from whence then hath it tares? So where these weeds come from? What's going on? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? You know, asking the question, you know, trying to get down to the bottom of it, because, you know, now the attention has been brought to the situation. We know that the enemy has just crept in when we thought everything was okay, when we thought everything was safe. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like when things go on, you know, when you're having a moment where you're trying to get some rest, you're trying to sleep, and all chaos is breaking loose. You don't want, you know, anything to happen while you sleep. That's the worst thing, to come out and realize that something is going on. You know, just putting that into perspective for us. For example, even at my house here, we've had an issue before with my wife being asleep, and next thing you know, somebody that broke into the car a while back, and that was one of the worst things, when you find out somebody, you know, messing with the good product that we got right outside, you know. So we got our good product right there, and then somebody, that's the enemy as well. The enemy coming through and wants to just, you know, overtake, wants to destroy, wants to steal, kill, and destroy. So that's what the enemy does. Amen. So when I tell you this, I'm telling you that from experience. We all have had our own, you know, situations as to where, while you thought everything was okay, here comes trouble. And that trouble is those tares, you know. And those tares, they came from somewhere. And those tares came from the enemy. And that's what it's all about, for us to understand how everything came about and giving place to what happened, how it happened. We look at verse 26, right? And really it let us know that there was an issue in the beginning. You know, let's think about it. God made Adam and Eve, and here comes the devil to be there. He was that care to throw everything off, you know. So now when we see people infiltrate the churches, you know, and how so? Of course, we got, like, you know, pastors and folks like that that, you know that they ain't called, but they call themselves. And now you got folks that are preaching a watered-down gospel. And, you know, it's all about them and nothing's about God. That ain't nothing but the tares. So the tares are everywhere. The tares are already here. The tares had to come here because of the enemy. The enemy put those there. You know, the devil has his folks all throughout the world, you know, from the music industry, you know, to the schools, to the government, so on and so forth. You know, the devil has planted those tares. And those tares are there, and those tares are causing a disruption. And when, you know, just thinking about that, even if we think about the example that I just gave, even like talking about the music industry, you know, you got folks that are, you know, claiming Satan right in your face, you know, and not too many people bat an eye. Folks think it's okay, continue to buy their music, continue to support, versus saying no, you know, and turning away from that. But now we got those tares that are here. Those ain't nothing but just plants. Those are the real industry plants. When you get people that are talking about that, you know, these are the real plants. These people that are put in place to cause a disruption, to cause a disturbance. That's what the tares are, you know. And again, bringing us back to what we know and what we see going on in our community, and what we see going on throughout the world, you know, as far as the school goes, you know, they took God out of the schools, you know, they took prayer out of the schools. And then we also got, you know, from folks that are opening up these satanic schools and satanic after school programs. It's, you know, just a lot of things going on, and all of that starts from the enemy. So now I want y'all to look at, you know, just verse 28. And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? You know, so now, you know, we notice in the scripture at the end, you know, the gatherers, or, you know, the servants of the Lord, the folks in the household, was ready to make a change, was ready to fix that right then and there. You know, let's get some straightening going on, man. I know you sowed some good seeds, but how did we get those tares? Where did they come from? What happened? You know, and this shows how, you know, it shows the character. It shows a certain type of folk that you want on your side. You know, and the Lord will reveal, of course, later on in the scripture exactly who they are later on. But, you know, we just wanted to deal with the application of this for now. But, you know, anybody, you know, got any questions, or anybody, for example, want to speak on any part that, you know, we just went over, and especially if you know about someone that's, you know, been on your side that would like to, you know, you got a problem, they got a problem, you know, and ready to fix it. That's, you know, that's a good type of character, good friends to have around you. But any comments, any questions at this point?
Amen. God bless you, Minister. I can help but think about what you're teaching, and what crossed my mind was, you ever had a good relationship with a person? And let's just talk about the church. We don't have to deal with the world. Let's talk about the church. You ever had a good relationship with a brother or sister in the church? You guys were fellowshipping together. Y'all may have sung in the choir together, may have been on the deacon board or the elders council or the sunshine band or whatever it was. Y'all was one Sunday, y'all were serving and shouting together, and everything, you know, went out to dinner and I mean, it just seemed everything was fine. Everything seemed to be normal. And then by that next week or by that next service, seemed as if that person done flipped a switch on you. And you're like, what in the world done happened? And you know all you've done was plant or sow good seeds into this person's life. All you've done, you've been good to them. You've been a shoulder for them to cry on. You maybe helped them out financially and didn't tell nobody about it. You know, you kept it to yourself. They may have been sick and you took them a bowl of noodles or some soup. And you have just really went above and beyond for this individual because you sowed good things into this person's life. And, like I say, because you thought they was worth your time, they had shown themselves friendly or what have you, but something has happened between one Sunday and let's just say the next Sunday. And what possibly has happened is, as you are teaching so good, so tonight, someone else came and planted something else. And this person, out of all you've done and been with them and done for them, you would think ought to know your character. And someone else can bring them some out of the many times and, you know, maybe had a relationship for years and or whatever it was and been together. And on such a short notice, somebody else can come and plant something in that person's life, can say something. Did you know they said this about you? Or whatever it is, something, you know, well, they did this, they did that. And so quickly, we can so soon forget all the good things that a person has done for us and not even give them the benefit of the doubt. Not even to say, wait a minute, that don't sound like Minister Tober. I hear what you're saying, but that's my brother. That don't. Let's go to him. If you say he said this about me, let me and you go to him. Let's go talk to him about this. Since you're saying that, but no, we won't do that. What we've done, especially in the church, we've taken what this other person have sown, and we've allowed that thing to grow overnight. What this other person has done for us and planted and sowed good things in our lives for years, we'll take what this new person has planted and we'll let that thing grow overnight. It'll grow so fast that all the good things this individual has done, it'll be overlooked. And we'll believe a lie before we believe the truth. And that's what popped in my mind. I've been pastoring now over 15 years. I've been in church 45 years, and I've seen it happen. Seen it happen to my parents, and it's one thing to see it happen, but then when it happens to you, it's like, oh, Lord, it's a whole nother level. And that's what crossed my mind when you're talking about the good seeds and then the wheat and the tares. We can so soon forget all the good things a person has done, and so many of us, not all of us, so many of us believe a lie before we believe the truth. And out of all the years a person have sown into your life, there's numerous people. I can just speak for myself. There's numerous, hundreds of people that I know I have invested in and spoken life and been there for and spent timeless hours, went to the hospital, buried loved ones, paid bills, prayed for them while they were sick. I mean, the list can go on as a pastor. And not just me, but several others can say the same thing, only to have that individual seemingly bite you. And that's a painful thing. And when you want to just take it up and just get rid of it and deal with it, ain't going to go too far because Tobin is right there at it. You know, you want to do that, but I'm going to stop right there. I don't want to go before the teacher, but thank you for this teaching on tonight. This is definitely pricking my heart and making me even just review my life. So thank you, Minister Tobin.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for that comment to put everything into perspective. You know, the way that we know that this thing can happen, you know, to us, you know, and the way that this stuff comes about, the way that we know a lot of people can treat us at any given time. And I tell you, the worst part, you know, is when it's someone, like you say, someone close to you or something like that. And oftentimes, especially when someone close to you does that, I'll speak from, you know, my own experience. It comes out of nowhere, and, you know, you grew up with them, and you thought that, you know, y'all were closer than what y'all are, and all of a sudden you begin to realize when they blow up and they show that other side, all because of, you know, that bad seed that was planted in them, which where they become the tear. It's like, well, at that point, and you throw away everything that was, you know, good before then, and you turn into a completely different person, and, you know, before you know it, you know, you everything but a child of God at that point. And those are when the enemy gets a hold of somebody. I mean, it's tough. It's a sad sight to see, but it's definitely tough when the enemy is working, and you know he's working, and he's trying to work your nerves too, but he's using somebody else to get to you. So, anybody else got any questions? I mean, or any comments? All right. Go on. Thank you for the comment. Go on. 29 on down to 30. And the word reads, but he said, nay. No, let me read 28 and go down. He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then we go and gather them up? You want me to go grab them? You want me to go take care of it? That's what they asking. But he said, nay, lest while you gather the tares, ye uproot also the wheat with them. So there could be a disturbance there. All right. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say unto the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Hey, listen, saints, we can't worry about, you know, for everything else that going on, you know, surround us to that degree, because, you know, God knows there's some weeds out there. The weeds grow up around us. Look at what that word said. When the word says, let both grow together until the harvest. So listen, saints, there's going to be some folks around you that's going to cut up sometimes. And that's the reason why a lot of this stuff is going on. It's all because of the tares, and this is a part of the plan, you know, and God will take care of those tares. We just have to be the wheat that God planted us to be, meaning you got to be that good product that God planted. God, you know, when he planted those seeds, we got to make sure that we continue to be the wheat. You know, every good tree brings forth good fruit. You know, so do what you're supposed to do and produce. God will do the separating when the time comes. And every one of those tares, wish that they wouldn't, you know, that they weren't like that. They wish that they wouldn't have followed the devil, that they wouldn't have gotten caught up in the way that they did. All of those tares would wish that they could make a change, you know. And I know I'm not the only person that grew up around, you know, some terrible folks, you know, like you say, some folks that may have done some things that didn't love God and, you know, but only wanted to please the flesh. And it seemed like, you know, it didn't make sense, like, you know, why some of those people are like that. Why they get to doing so much. And, man, it's just like they ain't got no love in them. They just do whatever come to mind. You know, the word is providing the answer on tonight. That's the reason why this stuff happens. The word is telling us, you know, have you ever met someone that you felt like, you know, was of the devil? You know, some of us, you know, we say these different type of things, but it happens. Sometimes, man, it be some folks that, you know, man, ain't got no good in them. It's just, whether you saw something or you noticed their practices or their actions and they're doing different things that you're like, that's not of God. You know, Christians wouldn't do that, you know, so. We got to watch out for those people because, you know, maybe it's just me, but, you know, some crimes that you see on the news and on the TV, like these murder suicides and people just, you know, wiping out entire families. And that's purely the devil. That's those tares right there. Just to keep that in perspective, that's the tares. You know, when you wondering why everything is cutting up in the world and how things are happening the way they're happening, that's the tares. Like we said, in the church, the way that things are cutting up in the church. I called out earlier how some of, you know, the pastors can use people, and they know that they ain't got the anointing of God. They know they wasn't connected with God. There's been plenty of pastors that manipulated. I mean, you got Jim Jones and all these other ones and some of these other people that have done different things where they have did wrong in the church. They never really had a connection with God, you know, and they end up doing those things. Those are the terrors. That's the devil at work. That's the enemy at work at his best. Pastor, at this point, you can do a halftime break, and I'll come back and finish up with the rest of it if anybody got anything.
Okay, all right. Anyone on the panel got anything to say before we do the offering? Anyone else on the panel, should I say? All right. Well, God bless you. Amen. This is our Tuesday night Bible study. Amen. And we're going to, there's two ways in which you can give for those that the Lord lays it on your heart to do so. First one is our local church, Praise Tabernacle Church. Amen. Our Cash App is $PTC877. Once again, our church Cash App is $PTC. That stands for Praise Tabernacle Church, and the number is 877. Or you can give to our outreach ministry, which is our extended arms ministry. And that Cash App is $ and the two words, extended arm, with no S, extended arm. Once again, our outreach ministry is $extended arm. Amen. And whatever the Lord lays on your heart tonight to give, we'll definitely appreciate it. Amen. And thank you so much. Minister Tolbert, services back into your hands. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Pastor, for that. So we get ready to go to these scriptures. And at this point, we're going to go over into same chapter. We're going to go into verse 36 on down to how Jesus explained this with going down to verse 43. Now, earlier we went over the parable that Jesus was explaining, of course, about the wheat and the tare. And however, we use more of the application and everything, and however, and there ain't nothing wrong with that, of course, you know, to be able to apply the word to our lives right now. But Jesus explains right here exactly what he meant, what he said, you know, when he said what he said. And, you know, we still can add an application, but this is exactly what Jesus meant when he said what he said. So let's hear it from him. And also, you know, if anybody's wondering, you know, why he end up talking, of course, in these parables, you know, scripture says, even right before I get into that, right before verse 36, lets us know all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. So Jesus is ministering, fulfilling prophecy, and helping others all at the same time. So, you know, here we go. This is where we can apply a saying of only God can do it. Only God can do those type of things all at one time. And Jesus is definitely working and helping others at this point, and helping us, you know, helping those that were there, and helping us now to get a better understanding on why things happen the way they do, why you see so much corruption, why you see so much going on. It's all, you know, a part of how this thing is going to play out. So Jesus is letting this thing be known, plain and simple, what's going on, how it's going on, and, you know, why it's going on. So hope y'all are enjoying this, and let's look at the scripture, verse 36 on the 39. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Talking about the devil. Verse 39. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. So now, you know, Jesus has sent the crowd away, and, you know, he began to break this thing down a little bit more, you know, of course, speaking with the disciples. So now he gave this version of it and breaking it down, talking to the disciples and giving them a better understanding, because he had to, you know, he let the people know one way, but he's going into more detail even with the disciples, which is going to help all of us. But, you know, definitely they have a better understanding because they are with Jesus every day, and they're closer with him. They're closer to him. So for us on Bible study, you know, during, you know, the first part, like I said, we were going over the application, but, you know, this is exactly what Jesus is referring to. Jesus is breaking this down. You know, Jesus is providing the direct answer, the direct meaning to the parable. So he is saying that the good seeds, Jesus is sowing the good seeds in the world. You know, we are the good seeds. You know, your believers in Christ, those who become true believers and true followers of Christ, that's who he's talking about. That's what Jesus has planted. But the devil, you know, planted the seeds here as well on earth, and those seeds are the tares, and they're here, and they grow up, you know, with us in attempt, you know, of course, to get us all, you know, of course, to try to throw us out the way. Just when we thought everything was safe, that's when the tares come in, you know. But the Lord is coming back for the harvest, which is the end of the world, that judgment day, which is those final days when the Lord will come back and his angels will be with him. And at this time, the world, you know, I mean, really, you would rather, for this time, you know, you would rather be a wheat versus a tare, because the tares, I mean, ain't going to make it. You know, you don't believe me, just look at what the word says. Look at what the word is talking about, what will happen to the tares. Just when they thought it was okay, just when they thought everything was all right, because when they get comfortable, you know, those that are doing things for the devil, of course, they get comfortable. They get relaxed. They think everything is okay. So they continue to do it. Nobody, you know, acting like they want to stop doing it. They know what they signed up for. So they continue to do what they do. You know, so those tares, they got what's coming for them, you know, whether they like it or not, because they haven't been, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing. They haven't served the true and living God. You know, they wanted to do other things. They wanted to follow after the devil, you know, versus following after Christ, which we are supposed to do. What we are called to do is to follow after the Lord. We are, you know, supposed to be like them and do those types of things. But look at what happens. And earlier, you know, when I was talking about, you know, look at the end of, I think it's the end of 39, and the reapers are the angels. Talking about, you know, how I was talking earlier about when the servants wanted to know if we could go gather up the seeds and stuff like that. That's those friends that are on Jesus' side, those servants that are on Jesus' side, which is the angels. You know, so the angels were, you know, ready to take care of business, as they will do, of course, later on, you know, as you know how the end times are going to unfold. So they, you know, ready. So that's why I was asking those questions on, you know, if you've ever had someone that was, you know, on your side that would, you know, kind of ride or die for you. That was what I was referencing, was the angels had their connection with God and their connection with Jesus, how they're ready, you know. If God say do it, they won't do it, you know. But he said no, let them grow up together, right? So verse number 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Talking about hell. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who hath ears, to hear, let him hear. So Jesus just said a mouthful just with that. You know, this is one of those parts of the Bible that, you know, folks are scared to talk about, where folks don't really get down to the nitty-gritty, don't want to talk about hell. You know, everybody want to think that, you know, everybody going to heaven, and that ain't true. You know, everybody want to think that everything is okay. You want heaven, but, you know, it's a way to get there. It's a lifestyle. It's a connection with God. If you don't choose him, you're not going, you know. So that atheist, that non-believer, that person that doesn't believe in God, that Muslim, that Buddhist, that Rastafarian, that person that worships the tree god, you know, that person that worships Greek mythology and gets involved in that, all of these folks, and plus, you know, plus anybody else, you know, that they need to get it right with Christ. They need to get that thing right. You know, start believing before it's too late. Because once God begins to do the separating, he'll separate the wheat, and they'll be stored up for his kingdom, for the kingdom of God. The tares, just when they thought it was safe, just when they thought it was okay, just when they thought they were getting away with everything that they were doing. Some people operate and cause trouble because it didn't, nothing, the karma or whatever you want to call it, didn't come right back to them. They thought that they got away. They thought that everything was okay. They thought that, oh, I got away with this. No, you didn't, you know. So even if you don't, if you complete different actions and you don't go to jail for it, you didn't go to prison for it, folks that didn't, you know, do that or whatever, it's fine. You know, God sees all and God knows all. So those, you didn't get away. Those non-believers, you didn't get away. You chose to do what you wanted to do. But now we have to deal with the separation, because God is going to do the separating, and those tares will be destroyed along with the devil. So I'm just here to say, like the scripture say, yeah, choose ye this day whom you'll serve. You know, it's a choice, saints. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I can't say what everybody else is going to do, but I know what we're going to do over here at 3835 out here in Snailville. I know what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord. And I hope that everyone listening right now is going to do the same. Those that don't know Christ, praying that you do the same. Get to know Jesus for yourself. You know, you can't be lukewarm. You can't be in between. God doesn't like no in-between. You know, there is no in-between with God. You know, either you're on God's side or you're on the enemy's side. There is no in-between. There's a choice that has to be made. And most of us listening here on tonight, hopefully all of us have made our choice. Hopefully all of us has come over to the Lord's side and made that thing right with God. And I'm here to tell y'all tonight, I choose Jesus, and I hope that you do as well. So on tonight, just praying that everyone would just give their life to Christ. And, of course, just continue to be the wheat that we are supposed to be, that we are planted to be. Don't be like the tares. You know, we know where they are. When you recognize them, stay away from them as much as possible. As soon as you recognize it, you stay away. That's what we're supposed to do. Don't allow peer pressure to cause you to do something that you're not supposed to do. You apply the pressure. You do what you're supposed to do. We go tell the dying world about Jesus. Tell them about Christ. That's applying the pressure. That's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be the wheat, that fruit that's going to produce more fruit. We got to make sure that we're doing our part. So everyone listening, hope y'all were encouraged. That's it. If Pastor, I'm going to turn it over to you. If anybody got any questions or any comments, can do so at this time.
Great job, Tolbert. As always, great. Great job. Amen. Thank you for that. Anyone on the panel have any final remarks tonight? Anyone on the panel?
Amen. So this lesson was great. I love lessons that make us do a self-evaluation. Definitely goes with some of the things that I spoke about on Sunday. Can you imagine, and I know we don't want to, but wailing and gnashing of the teeth? And my pastor says all the time, you have to be crazy to fail an open book test. It's right there. It's visible for you. The Bible is there for you. Some people give them away for free. So there is no excuse as to why, as Pastor would say, you would fail an open book test. So with this lesson, it really lets you dive in deep and you find out which side do you want to be on. Do you want to be on the side where you're cast into the furnace of fire, or do you want to be on the side where the righteous shines forth in, as the sun, and then they go into the kingdom with their father? Like, which side do you want to be on? Yes, we make mistakes, but it's not an excuse. We all have open will to do whatever it is that we choose to do every single day. So every day, make it your business, make it your goal to strive to walk in the image of Christ every single day, no matter where you are, no matter who you're around. Make it your goal, make it your business to display Christ, show that light within yourself. So when it's all said and done, you'll know without a doubt, hopefully, what side are you going to end up on. So great lesson tonight.
All right. Thank you, Sister Tolbert. Anyone else on the panel? Amen. Amen. Well, once again, this has been another great Bible study. Ms. Tolbert, I appreciate that. Appreciate that word. And it lets us know. It lets us know that there's only one or two sides. There's no one in the middle. Okay, there's no one that, you know, you can't, in other words, you can't straddle. Because if you're straddling, you're on the wrong side. And we see here tonight that Jesus makes it plain and clear. Plain and clear. What the reapers are doing, what the angels are coming back, and what they are doing. It's either one or two ways. Okay? Either you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. And as Minister Tolbert said, people don't want to talk about it, don't want to preach about it. But, you know, just as much as heaven is real, hell is also. And to take another step, the lake of fire. The Bible even talks about hell being cast into the lake of fire, where the worm dieth not. So we have choices to make. Either you're on the Lord's side, and God is your father, and he's ordering your steps, or you're on the enemy's side. You're on the devil's side. Either God planted you or the devil planted you. Okay? And saints of God, that's when the scripture I'm thinking right now says, be not weary in well-doing. Okay? In due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Understand that the enemy, even in the church, the enemy has planted some tares. Even in the church, even in your family, there are some people that's planted there just to be a disruption. There are people planted there just to bring chaos and try to divide and conquer. But stay the course. Be that wheat. Okay, be that wheat. Thank you, Mr. Tolbert. A great word on tonight. Amen. You can never go wrong. Never go wrong teaching and talking about Jesus. He's relevant in any conversation. He's relevant. He's relevant. And we thank God for him. And here at Praise Tabernacle, we'll let the world know we ain't going to let his name go down. We're going to preach him. We're going to talk about him. We're going to exalt him. We're going to lift him up. And not only are we going to do it, we're going to live it. I heard somebody say it. I think it was Sir Walter Jones. He's a Kojic man. And he was quoting someone else. Hopefully I get the quote right and I'll be through. And he said, he was quoting someone else. He said, preach the gospel. And if need be, use words. Let me say it again. Preach the gospel. And if need be, in other words, if you have to, use words. Preach the gospel. I want y'all to think about that. Preach the gospel. And if you have to, if you just have to, use words. Okay? I'll let you think about that. We'll talk about that again Sunday. Somebody come to me and tell me, Pastor, oh, I understand that. The gospel. And if need be, use some words. God bless you tonight. We thank you. We pray that all is well with you and your family. Listen, those of you that are local here in the Lawrenceville area or the surrounding areas, come and be with us Sunday morning at 8:45 at 275 Simonton Road Southeast, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30045. For those of you that want to be with us on our Easter Sunday celebration, we will be starting service, same location, at 8:30. We'll be starting service at 8:30 on Easter Sunday. We'll have about an hour, maybe an hour, 15-minute service, and then we're going to break bread. We're going to sit down with each other and just fellowship and have a nice breakfast. And we just thank God for what he's doing at our local assembly and what he's doing in the lives of the people of God. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Father, we appreciate you. We glorify your name. I ask that you bless your people, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. As we leave this place, but never your presence, Matthew 28:19-20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God bless you and good night.